Hallelujah Bread number 15. This slice of Hallelujah Bread I entitle The Chief of Sinners. Quoting from 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. This was quoted by the Apostle Paul, and it will frame the discussion for today. What is all this talk about sin and sinners? I think that I'm a pretty decent person. In my estimation, I am way better than most people I know. And I think it is better to go to church, where the emphasis is not so much on judgmentalism and the negative stuff. So was the thinking of so many I know, and even as I thought some years back, I would have gone on with this delusionment until the present day, if this Spirit of grace had not paid me a visit and opened my eyes to the truth of who I really was. People are loath to admit that their souls are marred and poisoned by something called sin. In many churches, the pews are peopled by just such people. And after all, isn't sin and its consequences the reason they attend religious services in the first place? Yes, we are born sinners, but God did not want to leave us in this pitiful condition. Another option is available to those who are fortunate to hear and believe the good news. Jesus the Messiah was sent into the world for that very purpose. John the Baptist cried out, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." This prophecy was indeed fulfilled by the Lamb who was to die for the sins of many on the cross. Galatians 3:13, quoting, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree." I will testify of myself. When I received the Holy Spirit baptism, I had my first taste of the power of God that was the promise of the Father. It was my introduction to the power of God and a foretaste of glory divine. I had been invited to sing at a local Assembly of God church. That morning prior to the event, I was caught in the grip of a message that I could not chase from my mind. This was the message: of all the sinners in the world, I am the chief. The very words were from Paul's epistle, quoted above. Before I could sing a note, I felt compelled to make that declaration to the congregation. The words came out slowly and forcefully. I felt the Holy Spirit anointing with each word. It was a burden that I had no power to resist. This was my initiation into the Spirit-led life. This account now goes back 4 decades, but it has only been in recent years that I have come to realize the profound truth of that testimony. Prior to meeting Jesus and committing to his word, I walked in darkness. I was lost. I was blind. Now I realize the whole unvarnished truth of the phrase, "chief of sinners." That was me. I can now testify that Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit can truly give us a new heart and make us into a, quote, "new creation," unquote. Now I can only praise the Lord for his mercy, who changed me from the inside out. I'm sharing this testimony with the hope that it might be a word that will encourage you to seek and to ask for this same gift. This is the gift of God that so many have written and sung about. When I think of the millions who have been touched by God's power, I think of men and women who are living hopelessly in great darkness, who then became saints and children of light. This Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. Any who call upon his name with a sincere hope and a desire to be free will discover the power of heavenly love and compassion that still changes lives.